Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Here we go. Good morning and welcome to Update Dayton. As always, a wonderful program for you this morning. I have some wonderful people in the studio with me this morning for a wonderful organization. I have Oyama Garrison, who is the CEO, and Nick Wagner, the executive director for A Kid Again, which is just a wonderful organization. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You know, many of us are familiar with organizations similar to yours, but for those that don't know what A Kid Again is, Oyama, I know this is something that you started, so why don't you tell us all about it?
Well, certainly a pleasure to be here and be able to share a little bit about this wonderful, magnificent organization mm-hmm. called A Kid Again. I actually had the pleasure of joining the organization about 2 years ago mm-hmm. after my daughter ended up facing a level of a life-threatening illness and condition. So A Kid Again was founded about 24 years ago by a group of people who came together as a result of families who kept saying, hey, listen, our child is facing or our children are facing some level of a life-threatening condition. It would be great if we could get together with other parents and other families who experience similar dynamics and just go out and have a little bit of fun. And if we can we do it like once a month instead of a one-time event okay. or one-time opportunity? So A Kid Again was founded on this principle of providing hope, happiness, and healing for kids who are facing some level of a life-threatening condition, getting them together in a group setting, and literally once a month providing them the opportunity to give that illness a timeout. What makes us extremely unique as an organization is it's not just to focus on the child that is experiencing that level of a life-threatening condition. It absolutely incorporates the siblings, the parents, the caretakers, whomever is a part of that immediate family, get them together with others and in group settings get to go out and experience a little bit of what the local scene has to offer. And it could be as small as 40 people or as many as 4,000 people wow. that we take to Kings Island every year.
Wow, I love that. So this is something that you do monthly.
That is correct.
Wow, that makes you very different than a lot of other organizations, and I think that's fantastic.
So part of it is we all know that as kids, mm-hmm. they always want to look forward to something, yes. right? So when these kids are in the hospital, they're not really looking forward to chemo treatment. They're mm-hmm. not looking forward to the surgery. They're not looking forward to really spending any time in the hospital. But research from Nationwide Children's Hospital and a number of the children's hospitals across our great state, Dayton Children's Hospital, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, et cetera, have all come to show that when a child has an opportunity to anticipate something, and if it's something that they're really looking forward mm-hmm. to that brings them joy, guess what they do? They fight.
Yeah.
They have hope and they fight. And in that fight, what they're really doing is they're saying that I believe in myself, I believe in this opportunity, and I am looking forward to what's going to happen post-chemo treatment. I'm looking forward to what's going to happen post this surgery, post whatever that treatment condition may happens to be. The reality is what we've come to find, and this has been part of my own personal journey with my daughter when she fell ill, is a lot of these families, when there's a child facing some level of a life-threatening condition, on average, the cost to take care of that child can be anywhere from $400,000 to $600,000 a year. So what happens is a lot of these families that had zoo memberships, that had all kinds of local memberships to various outlets, tend to not renew those memberships mm-hmm. because their finances become tight.
Yeah.
We've come to learn that households go from two incomes down to one.
Yeah.
And in some cases, the marriages can also experience levels of stress. And what we found through the A Kid Again program, by bringing in the entire family to this experience, we have effectively helped keep families together. There are over 1.5 million kids across America facing some level of a life-threatening condition. Kittigan is here to help them give that illness, as we like to say, a timeout, so they can just be a kid again.
Wow. You know, it really is incredible. I think, you know, as someone looking from the outside into a family that has a child, has a baby that's in the hospital, and by baby, I mean you're a baby pretty much until you're 18. You know, you think about the kid being in there and how hard it is on that child. And of course, I mean, obviously how hard that is. But you seem to kind of not think so much about not just the parents, but also the other siblings, you know, and how hard it must be on them, and especially other kids, you know, other children that might be around the same age, and what they're experiencing, not getting to go anywhere or do anything, and the frustration they feel and the heartbreak that they feel. And I feel like this really helps with that as well.
Yeah. You know, one of the things is, here in what we call our Southwest Ohio chapter, mm-hmm. we just had the pleasure of bringing on Nick Wagner as our Southwest Ohio chapter executive director. And what we've come to learn with the research here in Dayton, as well as in the Cincinnati market, if we look purely at the severity level threes and fours, which are the kids that are facing the most acute sort of levels of their conditions, mm-hmm. there's somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15 to 18,000 of those kids. So wow. We're not talking about severity with levels ones and twos yet. So if you actually amplify that by three, we're talking about almost 60,000 kids in this Dayton and Cincinnati market alone that are facing some level of a life-threatening condition. Now, that condition doesn't impact just that child. No. Imagine a household where there are two or three kids.
Yeah.
So it impacts the siblings as well. So now you're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 120 to almost 160,000 kids, if not 180,000 kids across just this geography that are also grappling with these conditions that afflict these kids.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the beautiful thing. The beautiful thing is with a kid again, not focusing just on the child, it incorporates the siblings. And why is that important? Because oftentimes the siblings feel left out.
Yeah, get overlooked.
They feel mm-hmm. like they are truly, in some cases, overlooked.
Yeah.
And they feel like the only time that they get attention is when they act out. And we've seen some of that come through a kid again. And I will tell you, what we've seen is a turn in a number of these families, because when you get the kids together, you get the parents together, you get them in these group settings, and you're doing something almost once a month, they form their own community. And that's why we're so excited to have Nick join us with all of his experience and bringing in some great perspectives that's going to help us really reach more of the families here in the market.
Well, I love this. And, you know, I imagine that the support system as well is awesome, because not only are you getting to go do fun things, but you're getting to do it with other people that are living the same way. Can you talk to us a little bit about some of what you do as far as on a monthly basis?
Sure. So some of the best things that we have are mm-hmm. monthly adventures that we host for our families. Mm-hmm. And kind of to Oyama's point, the great thing about these adventures, it's not just going to an amusement park or to the zoo, but it's really building these connections with other families who mm-hmm. have similar instances, have children that are facing the same life-threatening conditions, and then the siblings who are feeling that resentment towards their brother or sister because of the disease. So in addition to, again, great adventures like we just had this past weekend at Kings Island, where 4,000 of our participants came to enjoy a great day together.
Wow.
We work together. We host a lunch with them where they can meet and mingle with each other and really just kind of build that sense of community that many of them desperately need.
So let me ask you, so for example, when you plan a day like this with Kings Island, how exactly does that work? How does it work? How does on Kings Island's end of it, on your end of it, getting people there, how does that happen?
Sure. So we worked with Kings Island as great partners for the past 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they want to see these families have a great adventure as well. So they work with us to make sure that it's something that we can accommodate all the families
mm-hmm.
to ensure that it's a day that is no cost to the family. So from
That's
the
great.
Parking to the lunch aspect to getting into the park, they really want to make
wow.
sure that our families are having a great day and really, again, not having to worry about the cost of what they're doing.
Right.
Because again, that money can be spent in other places mm-hmm. that are desperately needed as well.
Well, that's just awesome. And so how do the kids, is it something that's on like a monthly calendar at the hospitals, or how does that work?
Sure. So a lot of times our kids with the conditions are coming through referrals mm-hmm. from the hospital. But what we're also seeing is that we have families who are in our program currently. They're connecting with other families gotcha. Through their normal life. And they're saying, hey, this is a program that has helped us. This is definitely a program that might be able to help you as well. So we're seeing a lot of referrals come through that way. As Oyama mentioned, we have many more families in our community that we're mm-hmm. hoping to reach because, you know, we want to help as many as we can. So there's still room for us to grow and still room for us to help many families.
Now, you talked about you had Kings Island just recently. What are some of the other, you know, activities and things like that you have planned, you know, over the next couple months?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I like to make sure we also point out is that mm-hmm. we are what we call a condition agnostic organization. All that simply means is we accept any child that has any level of a life-threatening condition. Notice that I did not say terminal. Mm-hmm. It just means a life-threatening condition. With all the advances that we have in medicine and technology, we know that kids can actually deal with and live through some of these conditions for much longer than they would have 20, 30, and in some cases, even 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So when we put this in perspective, a lot of the adventures that we try to plan throughout the year are really to help build that community. So it could be something as simple as our ability to get them together and have game night. So okay. we're going to have game night, and it's going to be just an opportunity to come together. Maybe a couple of kids, the teenagers like to play the video games. Well, guess what? We also like to break out the board games and, you know, play Monopoly, yeah. play Chutes and Ladders, all those kinds of great, fun building opportunities mm-hmm. for families and for new friends that we know ultimately come together. There are two people in this community that I cannot let the time go by and not mention, and that's the Underwood family and the Heinrich family. One is from Cincinnati Market, and the other one is from the Dayton Market. Both of those families met at an A Kid Again event about 2.5 years ago, and they have become best buds, best friends ever since. And when one of the kids, Brody, would end up in the hospital, Hannah from the other family would still come and visit. Hannah is not the child that is facing a life-threatening condition. She's actually the sibling. She's the sister of her younger brother who is actually in the program that is facing a life-threatening wow. condition. Brody, on the other hand, is an only child that is facing a level of a life-threatening condition. And here's the thing. Hannah sees the opportunity to be a big sister to both of them.
That's awesome.
She's an absolutely amazing young girl. And so at a lot of our ventures that we have, for instance, we'll have the zoo coming up. We're going to have a gala that's going to be coming up. We're going to have a holiday party. The holiday party that is hosted for this Dayton and Southwest Ohio market is absolutely top notch, the best that I have ever participated in. And I come from the corporate world where we used to help support and sponsor a lot of these events. It is hosted by Matthews 25. And when they get together, they just roll out the red carpet for these families.
Awesome.
They have themselves an absolutely phenomenal time. And we have quite a few new adventures that we're thinking about for 2020, because much like anything else, there's a need to just keep things refreshed mm-hmm. and exciting. And so that's the great thing about Nick and some of his ideas and his visions for this Southwest Ohio chapter, the things that we're going to see here in the Dayton market, and certainly the things that we're going to see in the Cincinnati market.
I just got so choked up. I actually have tears kind of welling up in my eyes talking about some of this. You know what I think is terrific too about your program is that it is some life threat. They're all life threatening illnesses, but they don't necessarily have to be, you know, right now life threatening illnesses. And so can you kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're talking about, for example, because it doesn't have to just be cancer or some, you know, that puts somebody in the hospital. It can be, you know, I think we were talking about a child earlier that has diabetes. You know, can you talk about that?
Yeah. So we have kids in our program that have leukemia. We have mm-hmm. kids in our program who have cancer. We have kids in our program that have brain tumors. We have kids in our program that have acute forms of sickle cell, mm-hmm. acute forms of asthma. We have a kid in our program that is one of 108 known cases in the entire world of his condition. And I got to tell wow. you, talk about a blessing. This young boy is adopted. That means the family already had a child and saw a great opportunity to give a kid that's facing a life-threatening condition a home. A home and a family to come home to. That is so special. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't get more real than that. And when we talk about 1.5 million kids across this great nation of ours that are facing life-threatening conditions, I also want to be very clear. Some of these kids are born with the condition, but some of these kids don't experience their conditions until much later in life.
Yeah.
For my daughter, it wasn't until she was 14 years of age. So it can happen to anyone at any time. It does not matter your socioeconomic status. It doesn't matter who you are in this community. It can hit your family. And frankly, 100%. That's the beauty about this organization is that we don't focus on one particular health ailment. We welcome all. And so hospitals across our great nation have heard of the Akinigan program, and they keep asking us, when are you bringing your program to our market? Because we need you yesterday. And we keep telling them, hold on, we're coming. Just give us a little bit of time. We'll get there.
So currently, are you just in Ohio or where are you located?
So we're spread throughout this great state of Ohio, and we are in Indiana, and we're about to roll out a chapter in the Pennsylvania market, and we're exploring a few other states as well.
That's just awesome. I have chills. Honestly, I'm kind of starting to... If you know me, you would know that I don't normally lose my my path of speaking. See, I don't even know how to say that right now. I just think it's such an incredible, incredible program. How does someone apply to be part of the organization as far as they have a child that's in need of this? And then I also would like you to talk a little bit about volunteers and things like that.
Sure. So one way that any of our families who think that they have a or considered to have a life-threatening condition can just visit our website, akinigan.org. We do have an application. It's a pretty lengthy application to just kind of have a full understanding of what condition you have. And then there's a doctor sign-off that indicates that, yes, this is a life-threatening condition. And from there, it's just an easy opportunity to get signed up for the adventures coming after that. Again, we have an adventure at the Cincinnati Zoo on August 1st. So it's a great time for anyone with... who's not currently a member that can join to be a family and then sign up for that adventure on August 1st. Then again, on August 31st, we're doing an adventure at the Dayton Dragons here. So another great opportunity for some of our families to jump right into one of their first adventures that we have.
That's just awesome. Now, how about volunteers? Volunteers, I imagine they pretty much make the world go round when it comes to organizations like yours.
Exactly.
So if someone wants to help out, what do you do?
Sure. Again, just visiting our website, akinigan.org, has a volunteer application. Once registered for a volunteer, we have lots of great opportunities at all of our adventures, helping to plan those adventures, helping to assist with some of our fundraisers to ensure that our adventures can go on. So lots of great opportunities. And from the families that I've spoken to or volunteers that I've spoken to, many of them don't have a connection. They just know that we're doing a great mission here and they wanted to get involved. So anyone that's looking to get involved at something in the area, this is a great opportunity to do that.
Is there a specified age range for this? I mean, I know that it's obviously children, but is there a cutoff point?
Yeah, so the great thing about Akinigan is we only have two criteria. Unlike many other organizations, our two criteria are pretty simple. One is the child has to be under the age of 20.
Okay.
And why 20? Because we know that some kids, although they may age in number, may not necessarily age in other ways. And then the second criteria is they must be diagnosed with some level of a life-threatening condition. Mm-hmm. And that is done by your primary care physician, not by us. No independent third party evaluates it. If your physician says your child has a life-threatening condition, guess what? As long as they're under the age of 20, they're in our program. We have about 3,000 families enrolled statewide, and it is growing. And that support from volunteers, support from people like you out there in radio land, $5 goes a long way. $20 goes a long way. You think about it. When you go to a local sporting event and you may spend anywhere from $40 to $140, and you may think nothing of it. But when you're raising a child facing a life-threatening condition, that $40 or $140 could be the difference between paying a medical bill and paying your rent. That $40 to $140 could be the difference between putting a meal on the table or considering how do you manage the rest of your bills.
Yeah.
So that's why we put on these adventures completely free for all of our families who are a part of the program. And that is in support through generous donors, mm-hmm. through generous sponsors and supporters of the organization. Feel free to visit us at www.akidagain.org. And we welcome any support, volunteers, donations. We have a holiday drive where we get together, much like I know in a lot of communities, where we ask for toys that can then be donated to these families of all ages. But I just really quick, I just want to share an example or a story.
Yeah, absolutely, please.
Where we've got a young lady that's been in a program now for a couple of years, and she comes actually out of the northern part of the state. But she's traveled throughout the state because of the need for her care. And I just sit back and sometimes it just gives me chills because literally it was in the first year that I joined the organization that I had, I will call it, the honor and the privilege of meeting her. And her name is Ariana. And so Ariana and Avery, and they were a rare set of identical twins. And at the age of 21 months, they were both diagnosed with leukemia.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Both diagnosed with leukemia. And I met the family at one of our adventures at Dream Night at the Zoo, which is where the zoo in Columbus actually shuts down the entire zoo for about 3 to 4 hours.
Oh,
and
neat.
It's only open to our Akidagain families. And this past year, we had about 2,600 people out having themselves a grand time. And when I met the family and as I was talking to the grandmother, she shared with me that the doctors had mentioned that there was a chance, as both of them were experiencing their condition, that they both could end up being A-OK, they both could pass away, or one could pass away. And in that conversation, later on, I come to learn that the grandmother had shared that when they went into the hospital, the doctors came out and said, hey, listen, just want to let you know, we're anticipating that Avery is going to pass away and Ariana will likely survive. And a few weeks go by, Ariana passes away and Avery survives. And the toll that that takes on a family is just, it's unimaginable if you can think about it for a second. But here's the thing. As almost a year goes by, she's now at Dream Night at the Zoo, and she's having fun with her big brothers, and everybody's having a grand time. When you look at Avery, you can't tell that she's experiencing any level of condition because physically, she doesn't look like it.
Right.
So we do have kids who have traits.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have kids who have scars, who have bald heads, who are in wheelchairs. But we also have a number of kids that you can't tell what their condition actually is. And as I'm sitting there and I'm having this conversation with the grandmother, she proceeds to tell me, she said, well, Mr. Garrison, I got to tell you, as the time went by, we kept noticing a change in Avery's behavior. And so one day I just had to sit down with her and I just had to ask her, you know, Avery, do you know, are you able to process the fact that your twin sister, Ariana, is no longer with us? And just as clear as I was standing next to the grandmother, she said, Mr. Garrison, I got to tell you, Avery just grabs my hand and looks at me and says, Grandma, I play with and talk to my sister every night. That stole my heart. And both my wife and I are standing there and we are in tears.
Yeah.
Because here's a young girl who understands what it means to persevere. Here's a young girl who understands what hope is, understands what faith is. And there is a lot of learning that we as adults can take from the most vulnerable in our community, which are these kids facing a life-threatening condition. That's what Akidagain does. We bring these families together. We give them an opportunity to experience hope, happiness, and healing. We give them a community. We do this on an ongoing basis, and they can participate in this program for the remainder of their life. That's the beauty of what we do.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull myself together a little bit after that story. Not many people come in here and make me speechless, but I have to say, you know, for a program that I really didn't know anything about, I believe that this conversation has changed me in a way that I don't you know, I don't know that I can come, I won't come back from, which is okay in a good way. Obviously I want to, you know, somehow volunteer or donate for this program. So can you just come back around one more time for our listeners who feel the same way that I do, that this is such an impactful thing and just an amazing organization, how we can help? And I know that I saw on your website a certain portion of money that, you know, if you donate every month, it would pay for a child or pay for a family. What exactly was that?
Sure. So we estimate that for every $35 donation mm-hmm. that we receive, that will send one kid on an adventure. Mm-hmm. So again, for a family of four, $140 will send that family on an adventure. So
that's awesome.
That's really $35 when you think of it in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. It's really small, but again, it can do wonders for a family.
Don't go to Starbucks for exactly, you know, once a week yeah. for the month, and you can make that happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and again, it's for something for us that's just so minor, but for these families, it means the world to them. And that's really what we're doing, and really want to make an impact on all these families. You know, I came to this organization just a very short time ago. I had no connection, just had a willingness to help and wanted to see if mm-hmm. I could expand this. And as I'm talking to the families, you can see in their eyes the difference that this is making for them and how this truly means the world to them. And that without us, their hope is not going to be there. So, and again, we want to expand that to as many families as possible. And the ways we can do that is to, if you have connections for potentially an adventure that we can host, sponsors, donations, again, new volunteers, and more importantly, new families that may not know about us. If you could help spread the word to say, this great organization, they're doing great things.
Now, you say that you host nights like game nights and you do parties and things like that. Are there organizations that just step up and say, hey, you can use my venue or, you know, you can come to our restaurant, that kind of thing? So you're looking for places like that as well, right?
Exactly. Again, it doesn't have to be a huge adventure. Mm-hmm. Yama mentioned a adventure for 40 is just as impactful as an adventure for 4,000. Mm-hmm. So again, just great, unique spaces and venues that will allow us to come in at a low cost to provide these adventures work great for us. We have many sponsors that we work with now, but we're always looking for more.
Well, you guys are doing awesome things. What a terrific program. I just have to say thank you for coming in and changing my life today. I always say thank you for coming into the program, but you came in today and you told me something that I didn't know. And that I kind of knew, but you don't know, you know. So Nick Wagner, executive director, and Oyama Garrison, who is the CEO of A Kid Again. Thank you so much for coming in and impacting all of us today.
Thank you.